November is also National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. I'm talking next with Dr. Patricia Grady, the director of the NIH's National Institute of Nursing Research, about palliative care. And Dr. Grady, what is palliative care?
Palliative care is care that's directed toward addressing symptoms related to chronic illness or other areas of discomfort. So it is really a symptom management in its art form.
Is palliative care the same as hospice care?
It is not the same as hospice care, although they can intersect. Palliative care can take place in a hospice and does. But palliative care addresses a broader range of care conditions and sites of care. For example, many hospitals now, in fact, the majority of hospitals of approximately 300 beds have beds within those hospitals that are directed for palliative care now. So it does occur in hospital situations as well as in extended care and even in the home.
When would someone receive palliative care, Dr. Grady?
Palliative care is best received anytime a person is experiencing an illness or a set of symptoms that causes them discomfort for a period of time. For example, most chronic illnesses, sometime during chronic illness, the average person receives palliative care, even though they may not think of it that way. For example, many of the measures that are taken to ease symptoms during of a chronic illness, even such as extreme arthritis or during episodes of multiple sclerosis, that sort of many of the approaches are actually palliative care, supportive care measures.
So it's not just pain relief or pain medication.
No, but pain actually is another symptom that around which there is a fair amount of palliative care. Although we know that there are medications for pain, as for many other symptoms, those medications are not always taken by patients optimally, nor prescribed optimally for patients. So that often, if they're not effective, patients resort to other measures to help to ease the pain.
You had mentioned that palliative care is offered in hospitals. Researchers report that the number of U.S. hospitals with a palliative care team has increased more than 148% between 2000 and 2012. Now about 66% or two-thirds of hospitals have palliative care. In larger hospitals, those with 300 beds or more, the increase is even higher with 87% offering palliative care. In addition, all VA or Veterans Health Administration hospitals now have a palliative care program. Why the growth, Dr. Grady?
So part of what's driving this increase is that we have a population that is aging and living longer with multiple chronic illnesses. And many of these chronic illnesses are those which are not best addressed by medication, but can be eased, the symptoms of which can be eased by other approaches, whether it's supportive care, exercise modifications, and those kinds of approaches. So we have a much larger population now that really would be appropriate to receive palliative care.
Are there misconceptions about palliative care?
There are. There are misconceptions that palliative care is only for those at end of life, and it's important at that stage, but it is available at other times and important at other times. Also, that it would only be for the elderly. That is not true. There are also concerns that it would be expensive, and much of it is covered by third-party payers or other coverages. And there is also a concern that a person may lose some of their other benefits if they engage in palliative care. And many of those things are just not true. Most of those things are not true. You just need to explore what the options are that are available.
Who benefits from palliative care and how do they get that benefit?
Most people report that they feel that they've benefited from palliative care. And patients in general report that, but also family members and friends do, because since patients are, when palliative care is available, the symptoms are usually of pain or distress are usually reduced, so that patients are able to enjoy a better quality of life, but also better able to participate in treatment decisions and better able to communicate with their family members and loved ones. And so as a family unit, the groups tend to work, the families tend to work better. So it does, and so we do hear reports that all of those areas, first of all, the comfort is improved, but the sense of well-being improves, and the ability to participate and help to direct one's care improves, plus the communication between family members improves.
NINR has developed a brochure about palliative care. Can you explain what it covers?
Yes, we have a palliative care brochure, which is available for download off our website. And in a space of less than 2 years, that has been downloaded over 2 million times by individuals visiting the website. And the brochure is helpful in that it describes what palliative care is. It helps to clear up some of the misconceptions. It also helps to identify when you might benefit from palliative care, or when your family member might benefit from it. And it directs people to locations that they can learn more about it and to access some of the resources that are available for palliative care.
And it's also available in Spanish. Why?
Yes, well, you know, we have one in Spanish. One of our fastest growing populations in this country, as you know, is our Hispanic population. And although it is interesting that in many cases, people in the Hispanic population may have lower mortality rates, they tend to have higher morbidity rates. And so this is a group that we particularly wanted to reach and provide that information. And that has turned out to be a very popular brochure. It is really intended for family members, caregivers, and for people who may be less comfortable in operating in another language. And one of the things that we know from our research is that cultural and influences are particularly important throughout our lives, but especially when you're in a crisis situation and when you have a serious illness, those things become much more important and sometimes, in fact, can be impediments to reaching out for help. So we wanted to make certain that we would help to alleviate some of those concerns.
Thanks to Dr. Patricia Grady, director of the NIH's National Institute of Nursing Research. For more about palliative care and palliative care research, as well as a way to get a free copy of the brochure in English or Spanish, visit www.ninr.nih.gov. Coming up, we continue a series with NCI Cancer Bulletin and a featured clinical trial. That's next on NIH Research Radio.